Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Free for all Friday, 888-900-9966 is the hotline. You can check out more at stevegruber.com. You can find a listen live button for your mobile device or for your computer at work or home. You can always have us there side by side with you, sorting out the important conversations of the day. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Let's go to the hotline. Tim is checking in from Hudsonville. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, I have two sons. One is a Marine and one is in the Air Force. And it really struck me on Monday with noticing that there was no flags at the convention, the Democrat convention. And then, you know, the next day, everybody said you didn't have any. And then there's some there, but they're hardly even there. They're on afterthought. They're on the side.
And then last night, Total overcorrection. Last night they had a billion of them there because they went down to City Hall in Philadelphia. You can check this online, and took flags off from City Hall in Philadelphia because they didn't even think about having flags at the convention. They had to go borrow them, if you will. It's crazy.
And the flags they put around people, they put them around protesters so they wouldn't see them. That's the only reason you saw big flags. And when the military is fighting for everybody. And we're not going to have, we could have a country soon that's not worth fighting for. And for everyone, it doesn't matter what color you are, they're fighting for everybody. And this election is not about a man or woman who we're voting for. We're voting for a future. We either have no future or a future. So when you go into that ballot box, you're voting for a future for our country, with Trump or...
No question. It's a big election, Tim, and people need to pay attention. I agree, and I appreciate you checking in today, and thank you for the service of your sons. Thank you so much for calling, Tim from Hudsonville, the 888-900-9966. I want to take a breath, though, because there's a lot of stress out there, and sometimes you got to step away from it. Go out, take a breath today. Go out and enjoy what Michigan has to offer. And, forget about it all from time to time, because if not, it can affect your health and wellness. And, in fact, our good friend Dr. John Wyckoff is here to talk about health and wellness. And, Dr., stress, people stress out about these elections and politics and so forth. Sometimes you got to step away from it a little bit.
Well, I think you're right, Steve. Good morning. And take in some of this beautiful, pure Michigan weather. That'll help you reduce your stress. And also, a healthy diet, plenty of fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, lean meat, and then getting the right supplements, which are so critical for your overall health and wellness. A good multivitamin, some omega-3 fish oil, some vitamin D3, and that'll really set the foundation for great health.
No question. And vitamin D, a lot of it comes from the sun itself, although I say that with some caution. I made a bit of a mistake here a week ago when I took my cast finally came off, and I thought, well, it'd be a nice day to stand on the beach and look around. Well, I didn't think about sunscreen for the top of my foot. That was a mistake.
That will give you a sore foot. But, vitamin D is the sunshine vitamin. We don't actually get it from the sun, but it's produced in the skin when the sun touches the skin. So the sun's very critical to the formation of vitamin D in the cells of the skin. Most of us, especially in Michigan, where we just don't get a lot of consistent sunshine, except maybe the last 2 weeks of July every year, really need supplemental vitamin D, about 2,000 international units per 100 pounds of body weight per day. Now, we routinely check vitamin D levels on all of our patients, and they are abysmally low in anyone who's not taking some vitamin D. So vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, critical for overall health and wellness, costs just pennies a day.
And you've got some, in fact, while we've got you on the line, real quick there, Doctor, you've got some specials that are going to run through the end of the month here, so we're getting down to it, to the deadline here. What do you got?
Well, through Monday, we extended the sale through Monday, 20% off our entire line of high-quality supplements, all of our Metagenics line, Dr. Shi line, Orthomolecular. You can come by the store on Michigan Avenue in East Lansing, or you can shop online 24/7, same pricing, 20% off, Wyckoff Wellness.
There you have it, and wyckoffwellness.com. And I've been working with you, Doctor, for some time, and I'm glad I do. I greatly appreciate it. WyckoffWellness.com. Dr. John Wyckoff, you go out there and enjoy this weekend as well. You get stressed out, too. Let's not have too much of that.
Yeah, I'm glad it's Friday and looking forward to a great weekend, and hope some of our listeners will stop by our store and learn more about what Wyckoff Wellness can do for your health and wellness. Start today.
There you go. Dr. John Wyckoff, WyckoffWellness.com, my friends, WyckoffWellness.com. Doctor, we'll talk soon.
Have a great weekend, Steve. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's see here. We're going to get to Ken listening on the line, WHAK. That's Roger City Alpena, I believe. Ken, welcome to the program.
Yes. Hey, Steve, just a quick question. We're talking the Second Amendment rights and all this. This is a trivia question. There's, out of all the countries in this world, there's only three countries in this world that is, it is written in their constitution that they, the constitution, not some other goofy law, it's written in their constitution that they have the right to bear arms. Do you know what them three are?
Well, you know, I do, just because I've looked at this before. But the problem is two of those countries have, in effect, outlawed guns anyway. That's Mexico and Guatemala, right?
You got it. I'll be done. Okay.
So how'd I do?
I'm just saying what's in their constitution.
Well, that I'm not sure about. Well, you know, the thing about Mexico is, I mean, guns for all intents and purposes in Mexico are illegal. Guatemala, they're illegal as well, and yet it's in their constitution. But the important note here, Guatemala and Mexico have much higher gun fatality rates and murder rates than the U.S. It's not even close. Go ahead.
Well, that's very understandable. I mean, you just listen to the news. Even the Democrats can't deny that.
Yeah, well, but, they can deny all sorts of things.
I was just curious if you knew, and I was surprised that you did. So, yeah, I guess I'm kind of foolish because you are kind of into guns and everything. So,
Ken, thank you so much. Thanks for listening. It's Free for All Friday. Ken's checking out WHAK. That's Roger City Alpena on that side of the state. 888-900-9966. Got room for a couple more if you want to sneak them in. It's the Steve Gruber Show.